The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again we're back with another new episode of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu an. Insha'Allah, today we will bring more beautiful perspectives of his beautiful personality, learn more about him, and enlighten our hearts more with his love, with his honor, and with his devotion. In our last episode, dear viewers, we spoke about his scholarly brilliance from a different perspective, where we spoke about the passion he possessed to instruct others to acquire knowledge of Islam. How he emphasized the importance of knowledge to them. And then we also spoke about how he would motivate and encourage youngsters, other people, in order to acquire knowledge, in order to come forward, and in order to reply to the questions if they were asked something. And in the light of this, we also spoke about how important it is for us as well in today's day and age to encourage the youth in to motivate them so the best out of them can be brought forth. And then towards the end of our last episode, we spoke about the brilliance of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu from the perspective of being a mufti of Islam, even at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where no one besides Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would issue fatwas, would issue Islamic verdicts. Today again, inshallah, we will continue our discussion on the scholarly brilliance of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and what other elite contemporary companions they mentioned about him regarding his scholarly brilliance and how he kept him in high esteem when it came to certain rulings, and which opinions did they stick to when it came to difference of opinions between the Sahaba, and if there was an opinion of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, then were their conduct would be in this regard. But primarily we will start with being the Katibe Wahi, with being the scribe of the Wahi, of the revelation that would reveal upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and being the scribe of Wahi that was revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This again is a great honor. This again is something that makes you distinguished from others, even within the group of Sahaba. The certain Sahaba, they were the scribes of the companion, they were Katibe Wahi of the for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and some other companions, they were not. So those who were, they of course stand out as compared to those who were not. And our leader, our master, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, was also amongst the scribes of the Prophet. Inshallah, we'll talk more about this, but first, as usual, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and enlighten our hearts further with the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which in fact is the essence of faith, is the essence of everything. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that the one who sends salawat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty writes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell, and on the day of judgment he'll be kept among martyrs, amongst shuhada. So again, dear viewers, if we want freedom from hypocrisy, freedom from hellfire, then we've been told that we should recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam 100 times a day. And another honor that such an individual will receive is that he'll be kept among martyrs, among shuhada, on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Again, such a small effort, But what a great reward there is for us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu also being amongst the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this regard, Sayyidina Allama ibn Jawzi rahimahullah states that there were many companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam who were the scribes of the Prophet, who would write the wahi of the, once it would be revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So there were many companions, and some of them, their names are as follows: Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b, Sayyidina Zaid, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, Sayyidina Hanzala bin Rabi', Sayyidina Khalid bin Sa'id bin As, Sayyidina Aban bin Sa'id, Sayyiduna Ala bin Hazrami Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. So these are some of the names of the companions who were the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And amongst them was also the name of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. So you can imagine, dear viewers, that a wahi gets revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu is writing it down. Subhanallah, what a great honor this in his own is. Sayyiduna Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu anhu, he narrates from his father, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Baqir radiyallahu anhu, who narrates from his father, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would be present, then Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu would be at the right hand side of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu would be at the left hand side of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu would be in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And all these personalities, they would write the wahi that would be revealed upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the beautiful sequence of their seating also comes before us, that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu to the right of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu to the left, and Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu would be sat right in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whilst they would be writing the wahi that would be revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, it further says that when the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu anhu would come, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he would leave his space, and Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu anhu would sit at his place. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, over here we gather many pearls of wisdom just through this very narration, where we come to know of the brilliance and excellence of these companions, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu. At the same time, we also learn how should we respect our elders, especially those elders who are closely related to any distinguished personality. In this case, where we saw that when the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu would come, subhanallah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he would, out of his respect, out of his honor, he would leave his space, and Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu would take that very place. So again, in today's day and age, if we sort of analyze our own selves, look at our own lives, what is the level of respect when it comes to our elders? For example, we're sitting in a room and our parents, they enter the room. Allahu Akbar, our parents, subhanallah. Our parents are our paradise and our hell. It depends how we treat them. Serving parents, treating them nicely, this is obligatory upon us. We have to be kind to them. We have to be nice to them. We need to observe those manners through which respect, love, devotion is reflected for them. So if parents, they enter our room and we are present in our room, we should respectfully stand up. We should show respect to them. But what is our state? Parents come in our room and it doesn't mean anything to us. It is as if any ordinary person has entered our room. We don't really pay that much respect. We are sitting at the most comfortable sofa in our home, and our father, He comes home after a hard day of work. He enters the home, and we hardly even get up to say salam to him, let alone leaving that comfortable sofa for him. Allahu Akbar. This shouldn't be the case, dear viewers of Madani Channel. These are just a few examples I gave. There are many other examples where, unfortunately, this element of showing respect to others, this lacks in our society. But this is what we learn from the seerah of Sahaba Ikram Alayhi Ridwan, that how they would respect each other. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, at this occasion, he would leave space for Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu. He would leave his own space for Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, who would then take his place. So it is also very important for us to learn this as well from this very account, that we should be respectful for others, and we need to make sure that we, especially when it comes to our parents, I reiterate the point, especially when it comes to our parents, as they are the most deserving out of all the people to be respected. We need to be very, very careful and make sure that we abide by all those actions that reflect and express an element of respect when it comes to our parents. Let's carry our discussion further, dear viewers, and let's talk about Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu and the knowledge of the Book of Allah that he possessed, and how other companions radiallahu anhum, they took onto his opinion when it came to a difference of opinion between different Sahaba. So Sayyiduna Zaid bin Muhab radiallahu anhu, he narrates that a difference of opinion took place between two people regarding one verse of the Qur'an, regarding the qira'at, the recitation of one verse of the Qur'an. So in the meanwhile, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he arrived. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, again a very big name when it comes to scholarly brilliance, or when it comes to being a scholar. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was a very, very elite and prominent companion from this perspective. So a difference of opinion arose between two people regarding the recitation of a verse of the Qur'an. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he arrived in the meanwhile, and both of them, they presented their case, their dispute, their difference of opinion in the court of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he asked the first person that, who taught you this manner of recitation, the manner in which you are reciting, who taught you? So he replied that it was Sayyidina Abu Amra Ma'qil bin Muqarrin radiallahu anhu, that he taught me in this manner. Then he radiallahu anhu asked the other person the same question, and he replied that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu taught me in this manner. Now Sayyidina Zaid bin Wahab radiallahu anhu, he says that listening to the reply of the second person, when he said that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he taught me in this manner, listening to this, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu cried so much that his sleeves, they became wet of his tears. And he says that due to his crying, I saw the marks of tears on his blessed face. Then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that I consider that household to be very bad who did not feel grieved on the day when Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu passed away. Undoubtedly, indeed, he radiallahu anhu possessed, out of all of us, he radiallahu anhu possessed the most recognition, ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of all of us, he radiallahu anhu was the biggest of the qari, the reciter of the Qur'an. And out of all of us, he radiallahu anhu was the greatest faqih of the deen, of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should recite this verse exactly in the same manner in which Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu taught you. Subhanallah. So when he radiallahu anhu referred to him as the biggest faqih, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is a very, very high level of scholar, a jurist. This is another level beyond being a very, very competent scholar, faqih. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu referred to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu as the greatest of the faqih of the religion of Allah out of all the people. And then to resolve this difference of opinion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh, he went with the opinion of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh. So in other words, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh was also taken as someone whose opinion would resolve an issue. If two Sahaba carry out a difference of opinion, or their opinions differ in relation to certain matters, and if on one side is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, then his opinion would overweigh the opinion of the other companion. This was the stature, the personality of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh in the sight of other elite prominent companions as well, as was the case in this very narration, where his opinion was agreed to, was adhered to in relation to the recitation, in relation to the qira'at of this very verse. Sayyiduna Khalid Asadi radiallahu anh narrates that I adopted the company of Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anh. And he says that I have not seen anyone a bigger scholar of Quran than him, a greater faqih of deen than him, or a better mudarris teacher than him. And he further says that when Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anh passed away, then 9 parts of knowledge out of 10 parts, 9 parts of knowledge also departed with him. Allahu Akbar. Now Sayyidina Khalid Asadi radiallahu anh, who himself is a very big name, he adopted the company of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh. Subhanallah. And when you adopt the company of someone dear viewers, that's when you come to know more about him. And after adopting the company of Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he says that I've not seen anyone to be a greater scholar of Quran than him. I've not seen a greater faqih of deen than him. And I've not seen a greater teacher than him. With his passing, 9 parts of knowledge also departed out of 10 parts of knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Tariq bin Shihab radiallahu anh says that he refers to Sayyidina Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu anh, who said to Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh that there's one verse in the Quran that if that was revealed in our deen, in our religion, then we would celebrate the day that verse was revealed, we would celebrate that day as Eid for ourselves. So up until now, Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu anh had not embraced Islam. He was a non-believer. So he says this. So upon listening to this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he asked him, that which verse is that? To which he replied, reciting verse number 3 of Surah Maida, translation from Kanzul Irfan, that this day I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and chosen Islam for you as a religion. So he says, regarding this very verse, that if this verse was revealed to us in our religion, then the day it was revealed, we would celebrate that day as Eid. So Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he replies to him that I know that where and when this verse was revealed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was present in Arafat, and it was the day of Friday when this verse was revealed. So this was the reply of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh. Now let's talk about what ulama mentioned in the commentary of this very hadith. What the Farooq Azam radiallahu anh replied, and what is the tafsir, the sharah of this very hadith. And regarding this, Sayyidina Yahya bin Sharfuddin Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentions what Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anh meant here was that we've made this very day, the day when this verse was revealed, Eid for us because of 2 reasons. One, it was Yawm Arafah, the day of Arafat. And 2, it was the day of Friday. And both of these days are Eid for Muslims. What was said to him was that we would make this day as a day of Eid for ourselves, the day this verse was revealed, had it been revealed for us. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anh, he replied, saying that it was revealed on the day of Friday and on the day of in the plains of Arafat. So both these occasions are Eid for Muslims. So this is what Farooq Azam radiallahu anh was referring to through this statement of his, that when this verse was revealed, it was day of Eid for us because of 2 reasons. Furthermore, the renowned exegete, the renowned commentator of the Quran, Sadrul Afadil, Maulana Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he mentions in the commentary of this hadith that what Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu meant here was that this is a day of Eid for us as well. And it is mentioned in Jami Tirmizi that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that another disbeliever, he also said the same to me. And I replied to him the same, that the day this verse was revealed, that day were two Eids for us, Jum'ah and Arafat. After mentioning this, Mufti Muhammad Imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he further expounds on the subject and he says, this signifies that being happy on a day when we receive any religious success is permissible and proven from the Sahaba, proven from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu would have clearly replied that to remember a day when any joyous event took place, to remember that very day or to turn it into Eid is not permissible in Islam. It is bid'ah. They would have clearly said this. But they both replied that this very day is Eid for us because of two reasons. Number one, it was the day of Arafat. And number two, it was the day of Jum'ah. And they specially associated the revelation of this very verse, mentioning that this is a day of Eid for us as well. So alhamdulillah, it also gets proven for us that celebrating a day when any bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was received, being happy on that very day, being joyous, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, paying gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, is not only permissible but also recommended, is also something which is preferable, as we saw in the case of Amir al-Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, that they mentioned the day when this very verse of Surah Maidah was revealed, that day was also day of Eid for us. And that was the day of Jum'ah, that was the day of Arafat, and that was the day of Eid for us. So whenever any happiness, any blessing of Allah Almighty is received, we should celebrate that day, we should express happiness on that day, we should pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the same note, subhanallah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was born, subhanallah, he is the greatest of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the greatest of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So being joyous, being happy on that very day is also something very, very rewarding, is something that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. So any day when any religious success is attained, when any blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained, we should pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Now, coming back to the topic and bringing it to conclusion, let's talk about the mindset that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would also give to others regarding acting upon the Qur'an, regarding learning the Qur'an. So at one occasion, he radiallahu anhu said that acquire the knowledge of Qur'an and attain its ma'rifah, its recognition, and act upon it in such a way that people call you Amil Qur'an. People call you to be someone who acts upon the Qur'an. Now this, again, dear viewers, is very, very important for us to learn the Qur'an, to acquire its recognition and act upon the Qur'an. This is, again, something very, very important for us. There's no point of acquiring knowledge and not acting upon it. As Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu beautifully mentioned and emphasized the importance of acting upon the Qur'an as well, along with acquiring the knowledge of Qur'an. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he was the scribe of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He would write the wahi that would be revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He would also encourage others to acquire the knowledge of Qur'an and to act upon the knowledge that they acquire. And we also found out that the comprehension of Qur'an that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu possessed was second to none. That was matchless. No one matched the skill set of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, which he possessed in the knowledge of Qur'an. Elite companions of his time, they would consider him to be the greatest of the faqih. They would consider him to be the greatest scholar of Qur'an. They would consider him to be the greatest of the teachers. So from all these perspectives, we can see that the personality of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu undoubtedly is an embodiment of excellence, an embodiment of virtues, and an embodiment of those attributes which renders the intellect of a person in awe. So we should also follow the footsteps of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. We should also learn the Quran, we should also act upon the Quran, and we should also teach the Quran to those who do not know how to recite the Quran. We pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah Almighty, for the sake of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, also enable us to learn the Quran and act upon the Quran and impart this knowledge onto others as well. Ameen. Bijahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.